This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For years after the Civil War, public schools for African-American children in the South were few and far between. One of the early presidents of Sears Roebuck and Company, Julius Rosenwald, launched a campaign to change that. With a fund of $3.5 million, he helped build more than 5,000 schools for black children from Maryland to Texas. Today, those old buildings are crumbling, and many communities are trying to save what were the South's first public elementary schools for blacks. Jessica Jones of member station WUNC reports from the town of Princeton, North Carolina.
Built in 1925, the Princeton Graded School is a one-story red brick building with a matching red tin roof. It has been closed for more than 30 years. Many of its tall windows are boarded up. Yet its students are still coming back to visit.
Well, I got that same feeling. This is old stomping ground. Yep.
But there was a classroom back there. It's where Eddie Marshall kissed Gwendolyn Taylor. And everybody saw it.
Tina Ray and Charlie Matthews, who's the caretaker, graduated decades ago. Matthews' niece, who lives in Maryland, owns the building, but she can't afford to renovate it, so she's putting it up for sale. Developers and town officials are interested, but Matthews and Ray, along with other alums, are determined to raise enough money to buy the school themselves and restore it.
Saving this building, to me, almost equals to saving our race, because you were taught why you should be proud to be a member of the black race.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a whole lot of memories here. I like them. That's how come I try to keep it open. I do everything in the world to keep it open.
And many other people want to keep their old schools open, too. Princeton Graded is one of the so-called Rosenwald schools, the first public network of schools in the South for blacks, built between 1914 and 1932. They were a refuge in the days of Jim Crow, decades before school districts had to build separate but equal facilities for blacks. Across the South, dozens of alumni groups are working to restore their old Rosenwald schools and turning them into community centers, museums, and churches. James Anderson is a history professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
There's no other community that I know of which had to pay for its own public schools in the way that African Americans did in counties throughout the South. And so these were the schools that they built with their own hands. In many cases, these were the first schools, and certainly the first decent public schools that their children ever had.
Anderson says Julius Rosenwald put up about a third of the money local black communities needed to build the schools on the condition they raised the rest. Then the properties were deeded to the state. Before the Rosenwald schools came along, Anderson says most African Americans didn't know how to read or write. But he says thanks to the schools, literacy rates in the black community skyrocketed. Back at the old Princeton Graded School, the alumni are trying to bring people back to the place again.
I mean, we can pass out flyers and you invite some of the other alumni. You know, just mainly we want to see more than what's here in Princeton. Mm-hmm. Here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm ready. I'm ready.
The alumni group is planning a family field day for the town on the old school grounds. They hope to kick off their fundraising campaign to buy the building then. Right now, the school is on the market for $157,000, which is more than a little overwhelming, says Tina Ray.
The owner suggested that the alumni buy the building and she would float the loan. You know, I told her, I said, well, we don't have two names or one nickel to get right now.
Princeton Graded's alumni group is still small, so Ray is afraid of taking on the mortgage right now. She hopes to recruit more alums and organize them into a dues-paying group so they can afford to buy the building, but she's not sure how long that's going to take. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.